from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us today. Breathe on us the breath of life. Amen. One question asked, two different answers given. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus first asked this question of James and John, as we saw in our text last week. James and John come to Jesus and ask him to do for them whatever they ask. Jesus replies, "What do you want me to do for you?" They respond by asking to sit on Jesus' right and left when he enters his glory. Their response comes from a place of certainty about the future, even if it's a false sense of certainty. They are certain that their future involves power and prestige. They are certain that they can sidestep the difficult stuff in order to get to the seats of honor and glory. They are certain that they are entitled to the exclusive rewards of following Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? In our text for today, Jesus asked the same question again, but has a different audience. He and his disciples are leaving Jericho, and on their way out, a man who is blind and begging on the side of the road calls out to Jesus, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, he can't see Jesus, but he has heard stories of him, and he believes that Jesus is the promised Messiah. The crowd of people around him try to silence him. In their view, a man like him has no business crying out to Jesus. People who were disabled or sick were often viewed as sinners at this time. Their disability or illness was thought to have been a punishment for some sin that they had committed or that their parents had committed. So people in the crowd tell the man to be quiet. But he doesn't. He cries out even louder to Jesus, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus hears Bartimaeus. He hears him, stops walking, and tells the people to bring Bartimaeus to him. And then the crowd immediately has a change of heart and tells Bartimaeus, "Have courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." Bartimaeus gets up. He's blind, but he can still walk. He gets up, and we are actually told that he springs up. He jumps up, throws off his cloak, and comes to Jesus. Now, his cloak was an important security measure for his life as a beggar. He would need his cloak to protect him from the dust alongside the road. He would need it to sleep on. He might need it to trade for food. But he throws off his cloak when he comes to Jesus. He throws it off in faith that he won't need it anymore. He throws it off, trusting his future to Jesus. He comes to Jesus, and Jesus asks him the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" Same question he asked James and John, but there's a different response. The response comes from a different place. Instead of a place of enlightened certainty, Bartimaeus' petition comes from a place of darkness and years of doubting if he will ever get well. Instead of a place of entitlement, his response comes from a place of real desperation. Instead of a place of glory that seeks to sidestep suffering, his response arises out of loss, exclusion, and helplessness. Jesus asked Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he replies, "My teacher, let me see again." It's a simple response that carries with it years of longing, suffering, and heartache. He is acutely aware of his need, and he voices that need to Jesus. Jesus hears his need and grants him sight. Bartimaeus is healed and then follows Jesus. He doesn't follow Jesus into his glory like James and John request. He follows Jesus on the way. He follows Jesus on the way to the cross, where Jesus will give himself up for others. What do you want me to do for you? It's a simple question, but may not always elicit a simple answer. Some of us may be acutely aware of our answer to this question. If Jesus asked us today, "What do you want me to do for you?" Some of us could start naming things off immediately, especially if we've been suffering from an illness. Others of us may have a harder time naming what we need. Some of us are so attuned to the needs of others that we have a hard time recognizing and voicing our own needs. We're so good at taking care of everyone else that we neglect to give attention to ourselves. This can often be true of women who have been conditioned by our society to be the caretakers of our families and friends while neglecting our own needs. Some of us are so good at merging our own wants and needs with the wants and needs of others that we have a hard time differentiating between what someone else needs and what we need, because we have so merged ourselves with them. We have fallen asleep to our own needs and have a difficult time recognizing and voicing what we need. Others of us don't want to face the pain that might come when we acknowledge our need. So we try to sidestep it and avoid it. We want to avoid the difficult feelings that might arise, so we avoid facing our need. Others of us have done such a good job of presenting the image that we have it all together, and to admit that we don't might shatter that image that we have placed our identity in. So we don't admit our need. We avoid confessing that we don't have it all together and continue pretending that we do. Some of us think that we can take care of our needs all on our own. We don't need anyone else to help us because we can help ourselves. We don't trust anyone else to take care of us. We don't admit our needs because we can't only trust ourselves to take care of them. Others of us think our needs are too much to voice. We are afraid that if we really shared our needs with someone, that person would leave because the burden would be too much. Our needs feel overwhelming, so we don't admit our needs and we feel like we are drowning in them. Some of us are afraid that if we voiced our need, then someone could use it against us or betray us. Being in need is seen as a weakness to be avoided in order to protect ourselves. What do you want me to do for you? It's a simple question that Jesus asks. When he asks James and John, they respond out of desires of greatness and success. When he asks Bartimaeus, he responds out of an acute awareness of his brokenness and need. He voices that need to Jesus, and Jesus responds in love and compassion. And what we find is that God's kingdom is full of those who are broken and who are aware of their need. In God's kingdom, strength, power, and success are not the end goals. God's kingdom is about authentic and honest confession of who we are as vessels that are full of cracks, in need of God's mercy and compassion. This involves really spending time with ourselves to recognize our need and show courage in voicing them. There will be things that try to prevent us from voicing our needs, just like the crowd tried to silence Bartimaeus from crying to Jesus. I don't know what those things are for you that are preventing you from crying out to Jesus. It might be pride, fear, apathy, lethargy. It might be despair. It might be independence or lack of trust. It might actually be other people who seem not to care or seem too busy to notice. Bartimaeus didn't allow others to prevent him from crying out to Jesus, and we shouldn't either. Jesus is calling us to him to voice our need. Jesus is calling us to throw off our cloak and trust our future to him. Jesus asked us this morning, "What do you want me to do for you?" You should have all received a piece of paper when you came to the sanctuary this morning. I want us to take time this morning to write down our response to this question. What do you need Jesus to do for you? What do you need? Write it down. And if you don't know what you need, take this time to ask God to help you to know what you need. onto your piece of paper, and you'll be asked to bring it up when you come up for communion. Now, we aren't promised the kind of healing that Bartimaeus experienced, but we are promised that God is at work in the midst of our brokenness to make us whole. God hears our cries and will respond with love and compassion. God is at work, and God hears our cries. Thanks be to God. Thank you.